Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're live on Blog Talk, and now let me get to Patreon. Fun. With me?
I am with you.
All right, so let me set it up here. Anything you need to send to me, Truman, if you can send now, so that it'll already be up. If there's anything in particular.
Okay.
Right. Just send it through the chat, and what I'll do is I'll get it going. 515-605-9327. We have people waiting on it. I'll probably have to ask you some health questions. I see on Skype right now, so let's get it started. I mean, I see on Blog Talk. About five people in queue already, so one moment. And thanks again for your time today.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay. All right, preparation help. All right, let's do it now. Yeah, don't wake us up. The vision. That's right. I'm Elder Rikashiar, Elder Gathering of Christ Church, jumping right in with our weekly Patreon discussion. We'll open it up for about 30 minutes to 40 minutes today on preparation and health. Live, we're here live with Master Herbalist, friend, brother, from the same mother, Dr. Truman Burse.
Hello, Brother Elder Ricardo.
Well, thank you for being here with us today, Truman. And there's a lot going on, especially with the World Health Organization and the CDC discussing what might be another lockdown by 2025. They're claiming that there's another disease that may come up, and I have my own opinions on what that last pandemic was, and I'll keep that to myself. What I'm concerned about more so than ever right now is making sure that whatever comes down the pipeline, whether it be engineered or something that they would actually do to, you know, to compromise our immunity, let me put it that way. I'm more concerned with making sure I'm healthy enough to get through it, regardless of what the evildoers are planning. I thank Christ. I thank the Most High for your presence, because the herbs is what the Most High gave us to stave off illnesses from the beginning. And we can read that in the book of Genesis, that he made the herbs for meat, and it was good. And we all have your story concerning to why you got into this. But what would you suggest before I open up the lines that brothers and sisters just, you know, what should they do in preparation for another so-called pandemic?
One of the most important things that I have found that works against viruses is a formulation, and please understand, I'm not talking about cures here. We don't do that. I'm not promising cures. We're not prescribing. We're not diagnosing. We're talking about natural remedies that support your good health.
Okay.
And one of the most important remedies coming against viruses is a formula called C like Charles, V like Victory, F formula, CVF, number 1126. That formula, when I would give somebody some colloidal silver water, and they would drink colloidal silver water and would take the CVF, their cold and flu disappeared. So you want to know about the two main things that you should have on hand should be the CVF number 1126, that formula. And I've spoken with the folks at Health and Herbs, and they put a number of different products on sale at a special discount for all the brothers and sisters of 30% off. 30% off.
That's nice. Of a
number of different herbs that I'm going to send you over a list, and you'll have that list. And the brothers and sisters, if they need a gland rejuvenator, or if they need a CVF, a cold virus flu formula, or if they needed the gland formula is number 1196, and it's called Gland Rejuvenator, which is good for weight loss, which is good for rejuvenating the glandular system. These are all really important, so I got them to give us a special 30% discount. And you don't even have to put – normally when you go on the website betterhealthherbs.com, when you go on that website, you can type in GOCC. That gives you a 20% discount. So anything that's not on sale, you type in GOCC, it takes 20% off of your order. Now, once again – anything that is not in stock, and if you need it, I'm going to call you back and let you know that they're having problems having that in stock, and you're going to need to pick it up locally. And yes, I've known about Penn Herbs for many years, decades, because it is a great herb company, and that is a good place to pick up herbs that you can't get other places and you can't find. Penn Herbs, really good people, and I get nothing from the sale of any product, but that's not a concern. The concern is that you can get what you need. So if you can't find it or can't get, please call me. My telephone number is 503-362-5899. Call me if you're having any problems at all. I'll find it for you. I'll go out and I will hunt for the natural remedy that you need and tell you where you can get it. And although I get nothing from it, I do this as a labor of love for Jesus Christ, and I love to do it. I'm love to help you. So that's what we're going to do. But just know that these bunch of different formulations that are on sale, just a few of them here, number 1342.
Okay.
Parasite formula.
Okay, let me write these down. 1342.
Okay. Now, I've got some of those I've already listed for you. I'm down to 1048 clear, which is a respiratory formula, but the number 1342, there's a Paracan parasite formula, 30% discount. A number 1164, energy up and weight down to help you keep your weight under control, that's on 30% discount.
So when we're talking about weight in particular, right, let me go there real quick.
Sure.
I noticed that in America in particular, I don't know if it's in the foods or the fact that we moved from the industrial complex, the industrial age, into the computer age, that there's not much activity when it comes to working like it used to be, right? When you and I grew up, the majority of labor was was active labor. That meant what? Burning off excess calories, right? Carpenters, and so the men stayed with the busy jobs, but the office jobs went to a lot of our sisters, where the activities of, you know, doing the laundry, and you know how Africa is, they will balance big bowls on their head, you know, and they had activity going at all times, which was part of their daily chores, but that kept the obesity rates down. But so outside of just activity and people getting more active, and I really promote brothers and sisters doing so, because when it all goes down, you don't want to be the one who can't operate and move in times of haste. But what would you suggest to curb some of the obesity issues we have here? You know, we have a serious obesity problem in the Western world in particular. Like, what would you suggest with the herbs there?
Well, that's where we'll be looking at that number 1164 herbal formula. That number 1164, which is a energy up and
okay.
weight down formulation, and what we're looking at in that energy up and weight down formula, the kind of herbs that do this are going to nourish you. They're going to make you feel better. They're going to build you up, not starve you. A lot
okay.
of things, starving is not a good way to go. But this particular formulation has chlorella, spirulina, blue-green algae, barley grass, wheat grass, astragalus root to build up your immune system, green tea leaf, which is great for all kinds of health disorders, beetroot, which is loaded with nutrition, ginkgo leaf, which is going to increase circulation and get things going there, and alfalfa leaf, which is a super nutrient. It's loaded. Alfalfa is loaded with nutrition. That's in there. Then there's dulse granules. The dulse is seaweed, and Atlantic kelp is seaweed. So all of these in there, plus olive leaf extract, which is an antiviral herb, and then Hoodia gardoni, which is a proven weight loss herb, and then, of course, African mango, which causes weight loss. When you eat mangoes, when you eat those, it takes away your appetite, and so does coffee bean extract.
Okay.
And also, and finally, in this one formula, also is Garciana cambogia, another proven weight loss herb. And finally,
okay.
a little bit of essential oil of peppermint, and for those who want it without alcohol, it's made with vegetable glycerin. And for those who don't care if there's a little alcohol in there to preserve it, it's made with alcohol. So you can get it either way. But that is the energy up, weight down formula, and it's very popular. And again, it's a 30% discount. And so you can order that online at betterhealthherbs.com. And when you order it online, it automatically will give you a 30% discount. You don't have to put in a discount code or anything like that. But if there's anything else that you need to order online, then the discount code is GOCC, automatically takes 20% off of your order.
All right. One second, Truman, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Y'all just put on this side. Yeah, and I'll take care of this later. Just move closer to that side. Now, the other thing, we just need the first line,
Sorry about that, Truman. Somebody just came into the studio. I'm getting the studio all ready for the future, you know, so we can do like almost what Alex Jones attempted to do. One of the people through a news program, and I'm going to have you as a regular guest that's on, but you know, they don't want to speak to me. We have the master herbologist on, and I know we have brothers and sisters with health questions, so let me bring them on, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Preparation, make sure you have food. I would say you can go online. There's a place where you can get this big barrel of water in there, some pills you put in the water to preserve the water in case of an emergency. So if there's tainted water, whatever the case is, you need to have your reserve water. If you have the gift to do so or the property to do so, it's best to collect your own rainwater and purify that in case there's a situation with the water. Truman, I was told years ago from a woman who had to leave into Mexico or in South America that they were going to do something under the pipelines that would affect the waters that would give people flu-like symptoms. And I believe when they started fracking that there were, some of these systems were probably put in place that, you know, so we have to be very careful to make sure our immune system is up. And if we do experience flu-type symptoms, to reach out and make sure we get some of these solutions. The other thing that I would mention, okay, is that I'm going to ask you before I open up the line, 678 first. Colloidal silver, is that something that one can also put in the nebulizer, like the nebulizer for asthma?
Absolutely. Colloidal silver water is absolutely incredible when you can get it into a nebulizer, a humidifier, and get that water into the air within 72 hours, it will reverse pneumonia. It'll stop pneumonia in 72 hours.
So, but I have a nebulizer because, you know, I grew asthmatic, but it's been a while since I had to use it. But you mean to tell me you can put it inside the little nebulizer and breathe out the smoke and it'll work like that?
It gets into the lungs, and what it is, it's those sub-microscopic particles of silver that attach itself to any virus, any fungus, any bacteria, and disable the oxygen and kill it without harming any other part of the body.
Amazing. That's the first time I asked that. See, I'm learning stuff. I knew you for years, but I'm learning stuff too. All right. 678, preparation and health with master herbalist Truman Burse. 678.
You mentioned something else, Elder Burkall. Go ahead.
Okay, I have somebody on, but go ahead.
You mentioned sterilizing the water.
Yeah.
And you can sterilize the water with grapefruit seed extract.
Grapefruit seed extract.
Whenever I travel anywhere, I always have a little bottle of grapefruit seed extract. 3 drops in a gallon of water will destroy any virus, any fungus, any bacteria in the water.
Okay, good to know that. Hey, sister,
3 drops.
678, 3 drops. 678, sister, you're live with Truman.
Hello.
Okay, let me go to the next call.
Okay.
Hold on, 1 second. Let me go to the next call. 757 area code. Shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Andre, yourself.
Can't complain, sir. Blessed by the best. Shalom, Dr. Truman. It's good to see you and hear from you again, sir.
Shalom, Brother Andre. How can I be helpful?
Yes, sir. I have a quick question for you. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. So I'm working with a client dealing with prostate cancer. He found out at stage 4, so he came to me at stage 4. I've had a client at stage 2 before in which I gave a diet to. I had them raw fruit diet, heavy herbal teas, and colloidal silver definitely was part of the regimen. And they were able to beat cancer naturally. But I haven't dealt with stage four before, far gone. So out of curiosity, I'm wondering, are there any specific herbs, being that this is so severe, that I should recommend to this client? And I'm also going to have him call you and sign up for your program. I gave him your email, actually, yesterday. But out of curiosity, are there any herbs that I may not be aware of that, if somebody has stage four prostate cancer, that can be of assistance to something so late in the game?
Yes, and you want to get them on the make lifestyle changes diet system, because that's gonna set the stage for them to be fully nourished and cleansed and detoxified. Then when you're using herbal support remedies that are for the support of cancer. You notice I'm not saying it's for the cure. We're not curing. We're not prescribing. We're not diagnosing. We're talking about an herbal remedy that supports people who had cancers, and it's formula number 1084. Number 1084.
Okay.
Make sure. And when you go up on that Better Health Herbs website, make sure you're looking at the directions and the dosage, because it's going to start with like a tablespoon three times a day, and it'll work up to where you're taking a tablespoon plus a teaspoon after 3 or 4 days. We want to make sure that it's okay. We go in there kind of slowly, but after 3 or 4 days, you're going to boost it up from 1 tablespoon three times a day to 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon three times a day, and that gives them support of natural remedies that are indicated with a history and a tradition of helping people who have cancers. So you want to be sure and have that number 1084. But mm-hmm. but also we need to be looking at the prostate formulations as well. So you want to go on the website. Go on the website, herbalhealthreview.com. Click on common conditions.
Okay.
And when you're clicking on common conditions, you want to go down to P for prostate, and you want to look at all the things that support people who are dealing with prostate. So when we're looking at that prostate herbal report, it's talking about the fact that, yes, colloidal silver water is one of the first things you want to be taking, but you always want to be taking acidophilus powder or probiotics to make sure that their digestion is working. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was saying I'm writing down.
Okay. So and then mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you're looking at a kit called 4486. Number 4486 is the colon. Yeah, it's where you get two things together and you get an extra discount. I'm big into extra discounts. So anyway, in that 4486 is two things. One is a colon and liver cleansing liquid that will help you to clean up the bloodstream, clean up the digestive tract, clean up the liver, clean up the bowel, and get the toxins out of the body. You're going to take enough of the colon and liver cleanser that's in this kit. This kit's got two things. It's got the CAC colon and liver cleanser, number 1078. You take enough of that. And you start with a teaspoon, and you increase it until every bowel movement is kept soft. So you're okay. Draining. Now you're making sure that everything's getting out of the body. You're keeping the bowel movement soft. You're drinking plenty of water, and then you're taking a special fiber that's in that kit. The other thing that's in that 4486 kit is number 4837 fiber, and that fiber has bentonite clay in it, and it's got super green foods in it. and it's got psyllium seed husk powder, and all of this is going to nourish, cleanse, and absorb all the toxins and everything. So, because years and years ago when I first started doing this, people were always telling me, oh, wow, I went through a cleanse and I got this headache and I felt terrible and it was really rough, but I feel better after the cleanse, but I really didn't like it because I was reabsorbing everything. So this fiber powder with bentonite clay pulls heavy metals and toxins right into the clay, right into the special fiber powder, and then it's imparting all kinds of nutrients and green foods and everything. So it's really a special fiber that the Most High led me to create. And so that's in this kit, and you're taking enough of the fiber to thicken the bowel movements to where there's you're not too runny. So you're balancing the bowel movements by cleaning out with the CAC liquid, and you're taking the fiber to absorb all the heavy metals and the toxins and the bad things, and so you don't even get a headache, and that's how you cleanse and detoxify the body when you're dealing with things like cancer. But there's more, especially when there's prostate. You need the herbs that are used for prostate. And so in this report, I'm clicking on the opening up a link in a new tab. I'm clicking on the prostate support tincture extract, and the herbs that are in that formula, that is formula number 1354 for the prostate. Number 1354, which I had been used about a year ago. All of a sudden, I'm 82 years old, and for the first time in my life, I had a prostate problem. Well,
wow.
I had to do all the things that I tell everybody else to do, and it's been a year since I had that problem, and I never had it again. It never came back. Once they told me, you got prostate problems, they told me, I went to the doctor, and I had them check out and see what's going on. They said, your prostate's bad. You got clogged arteries. Your heart's clogging up. So I did this. I took the prostate formula. I never had another issue with my prostate. And if you've ever had a prostate problem, it is a horrible thing to happen to you. And it happened to me, but it only happened one time.
Okay. Hey, Truman.
It's gone. Go ahead.
Well, I know we got a lot of people, so I just want to keep it condensed so that we can measure probably 3 to 4 minutes per call. I know that you so jumping into it. You like to dig in and get everything. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not your fault because something as acute as cancer, you really want to give everyone the advice that need be.
Exactly.
But I would say if it's something, especially what you're dealing with, Andre, that's serious, that's going to take a serious phone call with the time that's needed for it.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
But that puts him in the right direction.
So that in of itself, did that help you, Andre?
No, yes, sir, it does. It does. And the only other thing I was going to say, sir, and I'm going to keep this under 30 seconds, is I've been doing research, and this is my fourth client with prostate cancer. And what I've noticed is the cancer reverses much faster when you have people who are dealing with prostate cancer, deal with cross-crawl exercises, and deal with certain levels of chiropractic adjustments within the sacroiliac area, which is the pelvic area, because it stimulates those nerves. I've seen the three clients that I had do those things. They was able all to reverse the cancer. This is I had one client who didn't do that, and it was a little bit more rough for them. So I just wanted to share that with Dr. Truman, and I'm going to speak with him offline. Okay. I just want to put that out there. Maybe that's something that can be helpful, sir.
Well, yeah, what you do is speak with him, because we can have a package that's put together where these exercises are included with what Truman is suggesting, then we're hitting it from each area, right?
Good idea.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so make sure you call them so that we can talk about this. Because what I want to do is I want to do a Gathering of Christ Church and I am exercise channel, you know, to fight not just spiritually but physically against what they're doing, what they're putting in our foods and all these others to keep us,
yes, sir,
to get our bodies ready for what's to come. So when I am exercise, we'll also be what? Exercising, herb remedies, suggestions like you're talking about. So look for that coming soon, folks, because it's mind, body, and spirit. But on the other side, just reach them on the outside of here, Andre, so that we can coordinate this to help our people, okay?
Yes, sir. Bless you, Elder, and bless you, Dr. Trent.
All right,
I appreciate
you.
All you both do.
Bless you. Bless you. Another knowledgeable brother when it comes to this, and I'm glad he's a young man with a lot of fire. So, Truman, we're going to get some apprentice up under you so they can learn some of your skills. We're going to need you to teach our people now, right? Now, the other thing is I noticed, and I know other people probably have taken notice when you mentioned Dr. Truman, that you had to go to a doctor. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because some people believe that, okay, because I'm dealing with the herbs, that I don't need to go in and get some checkups. But some of that technology they have to immediately identify and isolate issues are important for us. So how do you weigh that? How do you weigh not trusting some of what's going on in the doctor's office with needing to go there to help you? Because you have enough knowledge, Truman, to go there to know that, okay, if you can get the diagnosis, you have the urge to fix it. So you know how to wade through it with your prior knowledge of how doctors work. What if someone went into a doctor's office and they wanted to check? How could they be secure enough to trust what the doctors are saying? Or should they just get the diagnosis and then come to you for the fix?
The latter is the answer. They need to get the diagnosis. They need to see what they can do naturally.
Yeah.
Because too often we've all seen people get on these drugs and it's not good. It's a Band-Aid. And then they put another Band-Aid, and then pretty soon there's no Band-Aid big enough. They don't have a Band-Aid for what finally happens, because they just keep it going, but they don't cure anything. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and finally they tell you, well, there's nothing we can do.
Mm.
So you need to get the diagnosis. You need to get on whatever medication. If you needed medication, get on the medication for a short while you line up all the natural remedies and all the things that you can do that God put before you, that God has made. That's the answer.
Yeah.
The answer is God and what God made, and then you're leaning on whatever you have to until you don't need chemicals and drugs and surgeries and so forth. You these are things you do if you have to, but you really need to focus on supporting your body, getting in touch with your diet and the things that you can do naturally. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. And see, I'm glad you mentioned that, because so many people have that question. Because after what happened with the pandemic, a lot of people, you know what I mean, have given up trust on modern science and doctors, but still they're needed. We just have to know, you know, from what we need, what can we extract from the science that can benefit us, right? So,
yeah.
252 area code, right? Going down the line, preparation and health discussion with Master Herbalist Dr. Truman, you're live.
Shalom, Elder, and shalom, Dr. Truman Burst. How are you?
Shalom, sister. Bless you.
Shalom. How can I help?
Elder Ricard, I really would like to be an apprentice. Whenever that goes out, you know, just put it out to the church. I really would like to be an apprentice under Dr. Truman. I have a soon-to-be 9-year-old son. He has asthma. I have, I try to do my simple teas, plantain, some mixtures of lungwort. I've got all of these, like, herbal books and stuff. I've been trying to help my son with, like, strengthening his lungs because they say that his lungs are swollen or inflamed from, you're not exactly sure. But every so often, especially during the springtime, unless he's got some hay fever going on that will kind of set everything off, but I'm trying to learn to manage his asthma. He likes tea. I do make my own tinctures. I make my own syrups. But I maybe I'm not doing a good mixture from what I've been using from my herbal books. I have gone to, taken an herbal, a certified herbalist class through Demetria Clark to try to gain some knowledge on how to help, especially with asthma. So what can I do, or what packets or formulas do you have that I could purchase, and eventually I would like to learn how to mix them myself in the event that I cannot be able to purchase anything. I want to know how to help my son with his asthma.
Okay, so the answer is to go on the website, herbalhealthreview.com. When you're on herbalhealthreview.com, you want to make a donation.
Hold on, there's a lot of noise in the background, sister.
Yeah.
Are you stable?
I am stable. Oh, let me take my headphone out, maybe.
Yeah, please.
Can you hear me?
Oh, that's 100% better. Yes. Well, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what I'm saying here is the answer is to go on the website. I created a website. The government shut it down and shut me down and said, you can't do that. You can't put all that information up there. Well, a federal judge told him to leave it alone and leave me alone. So that's why it's there, and it's the only one like it. So you want to go on that website because it's still there, and that's a miracle. But that website is herbalhealthreview.com. When you're on the website, herbalhealthreview.com, click on the button that says home. It gives you three different options to join and support what I'm doing and be able to use all the research that I've done for over 62 years. So you make a donation, you choose the plan of your choice. If you're in a hurry, yes, I'm asking for $399 one time for a lifetime membership and 48-hour service. Within 48 hours, I will create a step-by-step-by-step procedure with links to everything and all the information, and I'll do that immediately, but I ask for $399 donation because I have to drop everything and do that. But if you're not in that big of a hurry, if you don't have to have it done in 48 hours, then there's $195 donation one time for a lifetime membership. That's the best deal. Or for people who are like me, who don't have any money, and they're trying to get by, there is a $20 monthly donation that I ask for. At least one time, if you make that $20 donation one time, then you get a username and a password. You can use the website. Then what I don't tell people, and I shouldn't say this because I probably won't get any more donations and I need them desperately, but I never bother. If someone who's made a $20 donation and they never make another one, they never get a call from me. I still help them. So that's how I'm helping people who for $20 they've got a doctor. No one else has ever done anything like that, and probably the reason why I'm still poor.
Let me ask you this, Truman, because sister, you there?
I'm here, sir.
Okay. Now, I know Truman is going to go through some level of remedies for you as far as give you some advice. You know, this is a system that you can get in if you would need for him to actually, you know, go into further detail. This is only a quick phone call here, right? So it's good that you're connecting with me, with us. Let me ask you this real quick, sister, because I'm an asthmatic, and, man, I had a chronic coming up around the age of your son. And the first thing that my parents started to realize, it wasn't the asthma more so that was causing my attacks than the environment I was frequenting. There were triggers just in the house that my mother and father didn't know exist that kept agitating and causing asthma attacks. One thing was my mother and father had to make sure, and it was expensive, but they moved all the carpet out of the house. I don't know if you have carpet in your home, but that was a serious trigger that kept me sick.
We've taken care of all of those things. We've got a wider filter in the house. We have no carpet whatsoever. We don't have curtains up. We've got like blinds and whatnot that can be able to dust. I mean,
any moisture in the house knowledge. At all?
None that
any
I.
Moisture?
No.
Now, one thing that worked for me, and believe it or not, Truman, I didn't use an inhaler the whole time I was overseas, all right, because I couldn't get an inhaler like that. And they're very cheap, especially in Egypt if you want to buy an inhaler. One thing that worked for me personally, this is just my suggestion on what I've dealt with. I don't know if you have the what they call that, the Himalayan salt inhaler, the ceramic inhaler with Himalayan salt?
I have that.
Okay, that's good. And the next thing is that I also utilize that helped me immensely is bee pollen 4 times a day, just natural, the real bee pollen. I had that, and I would just take a teaspoon of that every 4 hours, and it actually helped me. I don't know, you know, bee pollen, have you tried that?
I don't have local bee pollen.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's one thing. But Truman, when it comes to asthma, it's just straight off the rip in your mind, what herbs that can help those lungs really, really loosen up and have her son breathe freely?
One of the things that she wants to know about is on sale at 30% off,
okay.
And that's number 1048. Number 1048 is called Clear, and it helps to clear the lungs. So that would be one thing that she should find out about.
So let me ask you this. So she would go to Herbal Review.
BetterHealthHerbs.com.
Okay, let me type this in. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a visual because this stuff comes so straight off of your mind, you don't realize it's second nature to you. But if I put a visual, at least people who can come back and review the video can have the directions on where to go. It's what better what?
It's BetterHealthHerbs.com.
Okay, let me type that in so that brothers and sisters can see that. Okay. Oh, here it is. It's on the screen with me and Truman.
Okay. And when you're there, you type in 1048.
So let me type in 1048 right here and see what comes up. 1048. I'm doing it live using the system while you all are on, actually. 1048, let's see what comes up here. 1048, what comes up is Clear Lungs right there. Boom, you hit Clear Lungs. See that? And you can order it right here, right?
That's right.
You can order it right here, sister.
And
I'm looking at it.
It's 30% off.
And it's 30% off. Here it is. Clear Lungs. And what exactly does this do, this Clear Lungs? Truman.
Clear Lungs, number 1048. What it does is it has herbs in there. Let's take a look at the formulation here. I'm bringing it up.
The formula, yeah.
And I'm clicking on it. I'm on the website. I'm looking at it. And once again, I don't get anything from sale of any product. But the main herb in there is called mullein leaf. And mullein leaf is going to help to soothe the lungs and get rid of the inflammation. There's a little bit of licorice root in there that's going to stimulate and give you energy.
Okay.
There's a tiny bit of cayenne in there, and the cayenne is in there because it's going to open up all of the cells. It's going to stimulate them and open them up and let the mullein leaf in. It's going to let the licorice root in there. It's going to let the nettle root in there that's good for inflammation, to reduce inflammation. There's an herb called spikenard root that is specific for asthma, and that's in there. Also, eucalyptus leaf helps to open up the lungs. Blue vervain is another herb that is specific for asthma. And wild yam root and horseradish root, that is the formula called clear lungs, and it really helps to clear those lungs out and help with asthma. But also a specific asthma formula, number 1051. And number 1051, asthma formula, that would be another. So those are a couple of different ones to start with. Then let's see where we are. Did that do the job? Do we need more help? And that's where you'd be on the website, the other website, herbalhealthreview.com, which is the website with all my work and the asthma report under common conditions on herbalhealthreview.com. And you look at the asthma report and you look at all the different things that you can do there that I've done the research on asthma, and you start adding other things. But you want to be on that website. You want to fill out the member intake form that's on the side panel. When you fill out the member intake form, it goes directly to me. I have it within minutes. Then I'm looking at and I'm praying over what's going on, and I'm getting the information, and then I send it back to you with all of my research information specifically for each person and suggestions of what may support that person with whatever it is they're dealing with. But that member intake form and the donation, those are the two things that generate me to get going and do the job. So that's what I need is those two things, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You got it, sister?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Okay, so you have the immediate tinctures that you can actually order. I put it up here on the screen so you can see it on Patreon, actually. All right.
I'm actually looking at the website.
Great, so you have it. See, this is what it's about. You can get that, and if you want to join, a matter of fact, at the very end, if you can, Truman, I'm going to, at the very end, ask what options people can have to join your scenario and all that. Let's put that at the very end this way so I can get through the people, but at least get through the people. But at least we know that there's immediate help, okay?
Okay.
You got it, sister?
Yes, I do. Thank you both.
One last thing is that you can always text me. You'll be in constant communication with me. So step by step, day by day, you just text me and say, okay, this is working, that's not working. So yes, then I can help you directly, completely, and you and I are then in total communication. How's that work?
It sounds lovely. I will definitely be doing that.
I'll be 503-362-5899. Thank you.
Okay, repeat that number again. Thank you.
503-362-5899.
That's right. We're here to help people. We're going to go down the line, 469 area code. We're going to try to keep these condensed and help as many people as possible. There's no more in the queue, so we're going to try to get through these, okay? 469 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. Shalom, my brother. How are you?
Good, good. Shalom, Elder Ricard. Just want to say the water. All praises to the Most High.
The end of us.
Also to you and Dr. Truman for just providing this opportunity to heal and, you know, get right in alignment with the Most High. So thank you guys for the opportunity.
Praise the Most High. All praises be to him. In the name of
all
Christ.
All praises. I want
to
try to
talk
keep
to
it
us.
Keep
you
it
have
short.
Anything
I know
in
we
particular?
Got other callers. Yes, yes, yes. Now, I do recall you saying that, you know, we still got to go to the doctors and use the technology and things of that nature. I did have a question about that with, you know, the first thing they like to do, not to try to be funny or whatever, but, you know, we call them bloodsuckers. I got a family of five, so we just had a newborn baby recently, and they were liking to pull my newborn's blood looking for bilirubin deficiency. Is the blood draw something that we should be okay with? Because they say they have to do it.
Yes, they do have to do that, and it is a safety measure, and it doesn't really give you any great risk when they're doing that blood draw, but it also gives them a lot of information. But once you do get information, once again, you want to balance out what they're doing because they're pushing drugs and surgeries and more tests and more tests and more, and they want to test you to continue testing. So once you find out what's going on, then that's where you want to ask, and you know, if specifically like you did, is it necessary for a blood draw? And the answer is yes. That does give them the information that they need. But once they have that information and they let you know what's going on, then you got to make the decisions as to whether it's really necessary to take medication or have medication or do any surgeries or any other more testing. That's where you need to have a second opinion and a natural backup system that is real, not just pushing drugs. So that's why yes, but the answer on that is yes. You need that blood draw.
Okay,
you got that, brother.
I do. Can I want a follow up? Just one follow up.
Go on.
Yeah.
Okay, so with the blood test, one of my children said they found a little bit of a lead, but it's not a high enough concentration to affect anything on the lead. But they did find an iron deficiency, and they recommend iron drops. But she's a 3 year old, so we're actually trying. My wife's with me as well. She's kind of feeding me the information.
Hey, Truman, couldn't that easily be fixed through the right foods?
Yes, and actually, I made a formula, and I called it, I called it anemia, and they wouldn't let me name it anemia, so we had to rename it. But that formula is called number 1015, and it's called Plasmania, and it's one of the ones that's on 30% discount. But that is what you would take, and with iron, you only need to take it for like a month. Or, you know, maybe 2 months at the most, and then you quit. You don't keep taking iron. You take it, you get it, you get your iron level up, but you do it with plants. And the Plasmania formula has yellow dock in it. Yellow dock is 40% natural iron from plants. That's what I would give a 3-year-old, is that number 1015 Plasmania. I'd give her about 30 drops three times a day, and I do it for about... I would do it for about a month. I would have her checked again, and when they tell you everything's just fine, then don't worry about it. But if you ever have a need if there's ever any anemia, you want to look at the anemia report, and the anemia formula is number 1015, and its name is Plasmania.
And I do have that up on the screen so that all can see. Plasmania, you'll use this if they say you are anemic.
Yes, sir.
Plasmania. You see it, brother?
I do right see there. That, yeah. And they said she was borderline anemic, so yes.
Yep, so you order this. You can get it either, it says you can get it alcohol-based or you can get it vegetable glycerin-based.
Yeah.
And that changes, you know, some people don't like it alcohol-based. You want the vegetable glycerin. There's options of alcohol or non-alcohol-based. And, you know, and do this for a month under the guidance of Truman and then check back to see with the same doctor and see if those blood levels are whether or not the iron has regulated in your daughter. Right?
Sounds good. The water elder. Thank you, Dr. Truman, as well.
Hey, that's what we're here for, my brother.
All praises to the Most High.
There it is.
All praise.
Bless you, brother. All right. All right, going down the line, 678 area code. Shalom.
Hello?
Yes, were you
Shalom.
On earlier? No? Shalom.
Can you hear me?
678, you're live with Truman.
Yes,
Shalom.
How can I help? Yes, sister, how can I help?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here. Yes.
Okay, do us a favor, sister. Anything in the background, I need you to cut everything out on the background. If you're listening to us, I need that muted because it's a disturbance between that and the phone call.
Okay. Can you hear me?
No, we can always hear you. The issue is you have us playing in two separate places.
Yes, cool.
Yes, how can we help you,
sister?
Excuse me?
What do we
do? I can't hear you clearly.
In type 1 diabetes that may not have the insulin.
So you're talking about diabetes.
Herbal?
Diabetes, The medical community has no cure for diabetes.
Hold up, Truman.
Go ahead.
There's a disturbance, sister, with your phone. It's hard to help you if the communication isn't there.
Yes, I don't understand because I've turned everything down. One second. Let me try to go back.
What type of phone are you using? Are you using Bluetooth speaker? What's going on there?
I'm on a regular cell phone. I turned
okay,
the
you're perfect
off.
Now. Okay, whatever you
okay,
got going
wonderful.
Down, it's perfect. Stay like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so your question
yes,
is...
I have a granddaughter that's type 1 diabetes.
Okay, go on, Truman.
Okay, so with type 1 diabetes, you want to go on the website herbalhealthreview.com, click on common conditions, and go on down to the diabetes report. And what you're going to see there is a testimonial from a person who had diabetes, was on insulin for over 10 years, and was told by their endocrinologist that they were going to be on it for life. And when they start taking the herbs, it all cleared up and went away. And their medical doctor said, you no longer have diabetes. Josh Kersey, a GOCC member, Josh called his endocrinologist and told him, my doctor says I don't have diabetes anymore, so I don't need to go take insulin or anymore. And the endocrinologist said, there's no such thing as a cure for diabetes. You have to stay on this for the rest of your life. He said, I don't have diabetes anymore. I don't need insulin anymore. I'm not going to take it anymore. And that's it. And he didn't, and he never had to take it again. And Josh Kersey is not a diabetic after 3 weeks of working with herbs. So it can clear up. And we have a lot of people that that has happened with. So you want to go on the herb website, herbalhealthreview.com, and fill out the member intake form, and let me give you all the information about diabetes, and let's see if this can help. You say that's your son?
My granddaughter.
Your granddaughter.
She's only six.
Well,
yes, she's only 6 years old now. She's been diagnosed when she was 4.
6 years old?
Yes. Let's
see.
Come on, give me a break, man. What are they doing now?
That's not right.
4 years old.
So, yes. Right. So please go on that herbalhealthreview.com, fill out the member intake form so that I can send you my suggestions. Okay?
All right. All praises.
Okay,
sister,
get on this, because I think it's criminal diagnosing a child with diabetes. That's criminal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And keeping them on there for 2 years.
Yeah, do you know what insulin does?
Yes, I'm a former nurse, yes. What it does to the arteries in the body, yes, I'm aware.
Yeah.
In the veins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of garbage. This is an attack on children. But I digress. I digress. This is heating me up.
I just add this one thing. My daughter does not vaccinate, but they were hell-bent on making sure she got that vitamin K shot before she left that hospital when
you
she was first
got
born.
That thing is dangerous.
Exactly.
Thing is
and I still say that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe that's what happened to her. She was injured right before she left the hospital.
Yeah, they use this vitamin K as a Trojan horse. For young men, they was like, well, okay, it's for blood clots and if the child gets circumcised. Well, then what is the excuse for women, for young girls then? Girls don't get circumcised. Why are you using vitamin K? Let me tell you, that's a Trojan horse to attack under the guise of vitamins. But don't worry about it. One thing about the body, and I'm sure you'll agree with Dr. Truman, when you put what the Most High intended in the body, what God intended, it reacts. And this is what they are afraid of. These herbs counterbalancing and putting the body back to where the Most High intended with natural herbs. That's why I'm glad Truman is here with us. Thank you, sister.
Shalom.
I appreciate you. I'm glad I persevered through the audio issues. This was needed. Thank you. All right. Next call. You know, you see how much this, you see this is really needed, Truman. We're going to do this more often because, you know. All right. 830 area code. We're going to try to move through these quickly. Okay. We're up against time, but. 830. No one's there. 254 area code. 254 area code.
Hello?
254 area
code.
Yes. Yes, you're live.
Elvin Carr?
Yes, you're live.
Shalawan. Elvin Carr, I want to make a comment, not a comment, but I want to make reference to what you talked about last week about the demon possession.
Yeah.
My daughter, she's 33, and she's been diagnosed with schizophrenia. So I see the demon in her eyes. And it's been going on for like 5 years now with her. She lives with me.
How long has she lived with you?
Since she got diagnosed with it.
Okay,
so
how many years
she
been living with you?
5 years now.
Okay, so this is how we get to the bottom of it, right? You said she's 33 now?
Yes.
And she was diagnosed at 28.
She was diagnosed around about 28.
Okay. Does she have any children?
No, sir.
Okay. Was she in any prior relationships? that went bad with treatment?
No, sir. I know exactly where it came from. She was in college.
There you go.
I think she opened herself
to a new age. She was in college and did what?
Opened herself to a new age Bible study.
A new age Bible study. And this is what, sister, these are what we call Satanist initiations. They've allowed Satanists and witch covens within our colleges to actually coax Christians into messing around with demons. So she was drawn into, what was the name of that again?
I don't know the name of the actual Bible study group.
You said it was a new age what?
A Bible study group.
A new age Bible study group. And she was invited into this. And from there, how old was she when she became a part of that?
She was probably about 24 at that time.
And she was perfectly fine before that?
Yes.
And was at any point, were there drugs involved?
No.
When did you find out about the New Age Bible study?
Well, she had, well, I didn't know anything about it at that time, but she had informed me that, well, just from different teaching, basically with you guys and different things of that, learn about, you know, how, you know, the witches work and the different, the witchers and different things of that sort. But at that time, I had no idea about a new age, anything. But I remember her telling me that she had, because she was going out to T.D. Jakes' church and she didn't like it because she said it was too commercial, saying that she was in this Bible study. And I was just happy that she was making friends because she, you know, she's kind of a loner. And so she said that they go to different places together and do Bible study. And she said they form a circle. And I learned that from you about the circle. She said they form a circle, but I didn't know it then. And they'll get a person in a circle and pray for that person. Well, it's kind of my fault because she asked me about, she said they keep asking her to get in the middle of the circle, but she refuses because she don't feel comfortable. So me wanted her to have friends, and she actually inquired for me about it because, you know, we grew up in a Christian church. So she inquired for me about it. And I just told her, I said, well, you know, it should be okay. I mean, they just want to pray over you. And when she came out of college, actually, she knew she had the demon because at that time, I was in Texas, and she was in Dallas in college. She packed up everything and came back home. But I wasn't home. I had moved to Alabama, but she didn't know that I had moved indefinitely.
Yeah.
But the house, I still had my house in Texas. She actually packed up everything and came back home. And when she didn't find that I was home, she took a flight to California to be with her sister. Said, Mom, I think Paula has a demon.
Yeah. Here's the deal.
So we've been battling
this. Here's the deal.
Let's
move forward to today because I do got some phone calls, but I need to address this. We understand she got a demon. She's been diagnosed.
Yeah.
Science hide demon possession with these diagnoses only to get them on medication. So it leads to where we are with Dr. Truman again when it comes to these things. All right. So because they want to keep you on these medications that really feeds the demon. So does she take medication for this diagnosis?
No, I took her off.
Good. So she's going to go through a transition and ridding her body of this medication that makes this spirit in her dependent on that medication. Now it's time for prayer. Are you in a church there with the Gathering of Christ Church?
I am, but the church is like 3 hours. I'm in Alabama, and of course, down with the Atlanta body in Georgia.
Okay, so this is what I would suggest. I would suggest you bring your daughter to the congregation in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And have a prayer session with Baruch and other brothers there that can lay hands on her. olive oil mm-hmm. on her and pray in the name of Christ to rid the spirit.
Okay.
You let me know when you go in there, and I'll talk to Baruch in advance on exactly how to work this to help your daughter. Because only your daughter can rid herself of this spirit by recognizing its entry. But
okay.
she'll need assistance. And by
right.
that point, when she understands what she's dealing with and asks Christ for that healing that can move this spirit, it'll be gone in an instant, and she'll be back to where she was before the witches took hold of her. You understand?
Okay. Yes, sir.
No medication. Link in with the brethren we have there, and they'll do a prayer that'll help her, that will assist her in getting rid of this. All right?
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Now, how do I get
right,
in contact with you to inform
hold on, hold
you that
hold
I'm
on,
going
hold on.
Down
there's one other thing. There's one other thing, because maybe Truman has something that I don't know about. Go ahead, Truman.
I have a complete research report on natural remedies for schizophrenia. Please call me or please go online, herbalhealthreview.com, fill out the member intake form, make the donation. I will send you the step-by-step procedure of how to work with schizophrenia with natural remedies and do what Elder Raka says. Then you've got a complete system going for you.
You see that?
Yes.
So not
yes,
only will we
Thank
help
you.
You on the spiritual side, he'll help on the herbal side to make sure, because there's a lot of chemical imbalances that happen through all this, that maybe these particular herbs can help balance and regulate that imbalance in her on the physical side, and we'll knock it out on the spiritual side.
You got it. You got it.
Yes, sir. I got
you
it.
Got
Thank
that,
you.
All
yes,
right.
Yes, sir. Thank you so
All
much.
Right, bless you. All right.
Thank
now,
you.
This is real teamwork, dream work. Thank you. 832 area code.
Hello?
And if we may, we get through these. Only a few more. Hello, how are you doing? This is Elder Ricard, 832, you're live.
Good to speak with you, Elder and Dr. Truman. Forgive me because I am really sick. My name is Sister Cardala. I'm calling from Houston. I've been in and out of the hospital since Friday with heart palpitations, tachycardia. This just came upon me.
Let me ask you, sister, and be honest. You don't have to be ashamed, because healing comes with confessing. Be honest.
Yes, sir.
Did you take the vaccine?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you've had these heart troubles for a while, because there are a lot of people coming down with myocarditis and other heart issues since mm-hmm. taking the vaccine. Right? So yep. that's good. Mm-hmm. You haven't taken that. How long have you been dealing with heart issues? And are there other issues as far as overweight and things of that nature?
Yes, I am overweight.
Okay.
I have severe headaches. I have anemia, a hiatal hernia. And I have a chronic disease that I don't want to mention. That
well, sister,
I have to take medicine for.
Let me say this: I'll hear you out. But when we're dealing with acute, serious situations like yourself, a setting like this cannot do much to help you. This is a scenario where Dr. Truman may need to be one-on-one with you, knocking all these things out and getting to the root of it, so that and you keep in mind, it takes some time to get brothers and sisters through what took a lifetime to get you here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I have Truman before you now. I'll have him speak to one or two of the issues you're dealing with, but the reality is this is a domino effect, right?
Absolutely. Of course.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
See, but this is what the doctors do. They'll hear what you have to say right now concerning your immediate condition and say, okay, yeah, here's medication for that, without getting
right
to the root issue that you can overcome because something led to a heart issue. It's your body screaming out to fix the initial issues,
mm-hmm,
right? And sometimes lifestyle or even, you know, with the weight or whatever the case is, it puts so much stress on the muscles, on the organs, that they begin to say no more. So,
I
believe a personal session is needed. But go on, I'm listening to you.
Well, I started taking steps. This just happened to me all of a sudden. And can I just give you, let you know what happened during my hospital visits? Like what
well,
they
we'll
did?
Get that. But let me ask you, I'm going to give you the floor for that. Before, and mm-hmm, you don't have to, but I need to ask, before the hospital mm-hmm visit, how much did you weigh before the hospital visit?
I was 230,
235. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Okay. But you're still well over 200 now? Have you lost weight since then? Are you still around 230?
Well, I've had a loss of appetite in the last month or so. So I weigh by a friend this morning. I'm 222 because I can hardly eat.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, that's good. Being down 8 pounds is, you know, that's good. You're trending in the right direction. So you would say yourself that really the obesity is or the overweight, let's put it that way, has led to health issues, correct?
Correct, and that's what I've been working on, and then all of a sudden this thing hit me.
Okay, give us your experience in the hospital, and I'll let Truman speak to you on what steps we can take to getting you back to that vibrant, active daughter of Zion you are to be, that you once was and will be again, right? But what happened at your hospital visit?
Okay, so on Friday, like, when I realized I had Apple Watch, the watch alerted me my heart rate was over 120 for a period of inactivity, more than 10 minutes, so I freaked out. My heart rate shot to 160. I went to the ER. What they did was they did a chest x-ray. They put a heart monitor on me. They did an EKG, and then they did a CT scan with the contrast. Both of those were clear. There was no obstructions or blockages,
okay,
so they sent me home. So then I ended up, I'm a veteran. So I ended up going back to the Veterans Hospital. A friend took me on Saturday because when my heart rises, I just feel horrible, and I couldn't control it. So they took me in. I got the VA pretty much did the same thing. They did blood work. They did the same X-ray, CT. They did heart enzyme. They did my my thyroid function, they did blood sugar, all that stuff was negative, right? So, again,
okay,
they end up sending me back home. But so then I had an appointment with my my PCP anyway on Monday. So I go to my PCP on Monday, and she sends me to the ER. I talk to the cardiologist. They're saying, well, your testing was clear, and they did another heart enzyme. That was good. Did another hemoglobin. They did another, you know, diabetes audit. All my test results were good. So then they prescribed me Prolol tartrate to slow my heart. And they said to take 25 milligrams, take one half in the morning and one half in the evening. So,
okay,
you know,
Spell that for me.
Hold on. Let me get the bottle for you so I can make sure I spell it correctly. It is metoprolol tartrate. It's M-E-T-O.
Spell it. M-E what?
Meto, like M-E-T-O.
Go ahead.
Then like pro, P-R-O.
Okay. Metoprolol.
Yes, tartrate.
Metoprolol. All right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just relax for a second.
Okay.
All right.
I can't hear you.
No. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
All right. Okay, let's take a look at this. The side effects: headaches, feeling tired, dizzy or weak, cold hands or feet, feeling sick, nausea, stomach pain. One of many. You get shortness of breath, wheezing, tightening of chest,
mm-hmm.
lung problems, shortness of breath, fast heart rate, high temperature, trembling, confusion. That demons right there. Thyroid hormones, all this stuff. The side
right.
effects are serious with this. That means why would they have it where you would get more heart palpitations, can't
mm-hmm.
breathe, stomach
mm-hmm.
pain? If anything, they're pushing you over. They're having you walk the plank. They're finishing. They seem like they're finishing you off here.
Exactly.
What do you have to say about that, Dr. Truman?
It's metoprolol is a beta blocker. It's made to treat high blood pressure, chest pain, heart failure, et cetera. But the side effects are the problem. It's made, it's supposed to do all that, but it causes headaches, feeling tired, dizzy, weak. Cold hands, cold feet. You feel sick, nausea, stomach pain.
Are you kidding me?
That's a sad thing that they give you that causes all the problems to make you worse.
And what would you do when she came to you, Dr. Truman?
Well, number one, I would look at the things that are on sale at 30% off. I'd be looking at that number 1196 gland rejuvenator with a heart formula so that it's working on all the glands and the heart all at the same time, giving her support. Then I'd be looking at the other thing that's on sale at 30% off, number 1164, energy up and weight down, because that's going to help nourish her and balance out her weight. Then I'm going to do one more thing, and that's because she has also said she's dealing with anemia. So I'm looking at that Plasmania anemia formula, number 1015. I'd be on that. It's also 30% off. And I'd be getting a 2-ounce bottle of each of those at least, and that's where I would start with this. Then I would look at the Make Lifestyle Changes diet system, which will change everything, and then we'll see where we are from there. But I would expect some miraculous things to happen once she started doing all these things, you know, for the glands with the heart formula and the energy up and weight down and the balancing the anemia. That's looking at Make Lifestyle Changes diet system. Let's see where we are, because I would think by that point she's made some major changes and should be feeling great within 2 to 3 days.
Sister, so what you going to do? I think there's a plan here.
I'm definitely going to do that, but this is the thing. I want to also add this as well. What can I do to keep me from getting so, from my heart, you know, from rising and falling and, you know, just making me overly anxious? Like, I can't even sleep. I haven't slept in.
Well,
sister,
listen to me. What we're dealing with is in a very acute situation that cannot be solved in a few minutes over a phone call. I would say after this broadcast, give him a call immediately, and he'll give you all the time that's needed, because we have a lot of things that we need to help you with, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Truman, can you give her the phone number real quick? Write it down, sister.
503-362-5899. That's 503-362-5899.
Now let me ask you this, Truman. Is it okay right after the broadcast she call you and start fast tracking this thing that can help, what you just got out of the hospital?
Yes. Call me. Let's get on this and let's get you some help.
So you're going to call him no sooner as we get off of this, right, sister?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm looking forward to some good results. I think this is going to trend in the right direction for you. And I'll pray in the meantime to make sure the Most High restore your health. And let me tell you, sister, you have to get up on it. You know what you have to do. Once your body begin to stabilize and it's no longer failing you, and now your organs are strong and you're getting the food, which is the herbs that are needed, sisters, you need to attack this good. You have to get that exercise in, and eventually.
I was exercising.
I know, but I'm saying, sister, you got to continue. It's a lifestyle for you now. Right, because boy, you're still fairly young and got a lot left in you. So, all right, it's time to show who you are in Christ and for yourself. Okay, all right, bless you, and you can thank me later. Do what you gotta do and thank me later. All right, bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, sister. All right. Well, we have three more calls. I don't know if I'm going to drudge through these. All right, not dredge, drudge. 470 area code.
Shalom, Elder Shalom, Dr. Truman.
Bless you, my brother. Shalom.
Okay, I see where my mistake was. Well, I got into a car accident December 1st, so I signed up. And I did my donation, but my memory has been so thrown off that I forgot to send a message on what my issue is. So I'm glad I'm doing it right now. My issue is that I have a wisdom tooth that was cracked. It's actually, I think it's decayed. And so in the morning when I wake up, it's like it's this bad taste in my mouth. And I notice I sweat a lot, like my temperature goes up a little bit. I was trying to see if that's parallel to the teeth, my wisdom tooth issue.
Okay, let me answer this first, because you said you did sign up a long time ago, but you forgot. Therefore, you didn't respond back. That's one thing. The second thing is the fact that you believe you have a tooth issue that only a dentist can fix. Because I'll tell you, that's one of the causes for so many illnesses when it comes to the dental side of things. I knew I had to fix everything because why? Not just bad breath, but that bad breath can be telling you something else. That, okay, I'm poisoning you is what's happening when your teeth isn't right. Okay? So what I would suggest, first and foremost, because he can give you something, and I know he will, but in the while this stuff is working that you've paid for when it comes to your membership there, and get to a dentist. You're gonna have to fix these issues, even though what Truman can give you can stave off some things. Still, you still have poison that's going directly into the glands of your mouth by you not fixing that tooth. Right? You with me? You with me, brother? Is he there? Hello? Hello? I think he dropped. Hello?
It looks like we lost him. But the answer to
give him the answer. Yeah.
Things that could help him would be colloidal silver water, holding it in his mouth. At least that would kill the infection, and so that he wouldn't be poisoning himself. And then yes, get to a dentist, and then also go online on that herbalhealthreview.com website and click on common conditions and go on down to T for teeth, and look at that tooth report, because I did a lot of research on teeth, but the colloidal silver water is going to, when you hold that in your mouth, that will get rid of an abscess tooth.
Great idea. So tell me, how does that work real quick? You got the colloidal silver, you put a certain amount in your mouth, and you hold it there for how long?
you know, you hold it there for, you know, a few minutes, you know, and then swallow it. But what it's doing, those microscopic particles of silver are attaching itself to any virus, bacteria, or fungus, any kind of infection. It's attaching itself to it and destroying it and getting rid of it, so that your mouth then has no infection in it when you hold colloidal silver water, and you can do it over and over again.
So my question to you is, if it's poisonous and abscess, shouldn't they keep it in the mouth? Shouldn't they spit it out? Should they swallow it?
Well, it's going to kill all the it's harmless. It's a harmless fluid. Once they put that colloidal silver water in their mouth, yes, you might spit out the first few, but after that, you can leave it in your mouth and you can swallow it, because there is no poison, because the colloidal silver water penetrates each cell and gets rid of any poison in the body.
Man, that is good to know.
Everybody should have one of those colloidal silver water generators. Because colloidal silver water, you can splash it in your eyes, it gets rid of any eye infection. Put it in your nose, it gets rid of any sinus infection. Put it in your mouth, it gets rid of any mouth infection.
Okay.
Splash it, yeah.
Okay.
Colloidal silver water. Everybody.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Two more. Hey, you're teaching me. So, hey, I love it. 954. Of course, you're the master herbalist. Of course, you're teaching. 954, we have two more calls. 954. No one at 954, last call for this evening, 917.
Okay.
Shalom, you're the last call for our Patreon discussion for preparation and health with master herbalist Truman Burst. How can I help you? Okay, 99 cents, Dr. Truman. Well, hey, at least I know they're ordering something. They're cooking it. They're out there kicking it and healthy enough to be out there ordering something, so it's still good. All right, that concludes our broadcast for this coming.